Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. This is how it works. 1 hour to talk video games. Actually, less than 1 hour. We got about 53 minutes here to talk video games, then we'll get you back to your sports talk on all your respective sports talk networks. I'm here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network out of San Francisco, the network that started it all, sliced bread, the internet with Al Gore. That's right, we worked on it all. High button boots, come on in and get heard wherever you're listening, all over the North American continent at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 to talk video games. And that's everything in the video game world, not just sports video games, but all video games. And hardcore gamers and newbies alike, come on in and let's discuss what's going on in your video game world. I'm fresh off the GDC, the Game Developers Conference here in San Francisco, which just ended on Friday, so we'll talk about that, the comings and goings and some of the new things I saw, plus game reviews. Also, I will give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, as I always do. And at the end of the show, I will give out a cheat code that you can request. I usually like looking them up for older games. Send those requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's my email address. That's the email address you'll use to try to win the game I'll give away as well with your answers. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can go to sportsbyline.com, click listen live to hear us stream through if you're not by a terrestrial radio station. Remember, extraterrestrial stations are run by aliens. Also, you can catch us on sbnationlive.com as we stream through that great website. We're also on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM 211 in progress all over this great land of ours, of Romania, I mean the United States. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel. Tune your cable provider, 35 million homes through your television set, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We try to get to you every which way that we can, but we only have, as I said, less than an hour. We're going to get it fired up. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4555.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's right, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whichever force you're with. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. All right. Game Developers Conference was back, baby. And for the first time since 2019. Now, the 2021 was canceled at the last minute, which I thought was a real boo-hiss moment, because at that time when it got canceled in the spring of 2020, there was one case of COVID documented on the West Coast in Seattle and another one in Santa Clara, California, in the South Bay area. So I thought, why are all these companies pulling out? Everybody panicked. Turned out there was a pandemic. 2021, it was online only, which was a snoozer, obviously. Last year, it was about half full. This year, it was packed to the gills. Now, last year, they had a very draconian thing where you had to be vaxxed and you had to show your ID and you basically had to give a blood sample and a stool sample and a urine sample to get in. This time, they kind of waved you in. But you had to prove every day that you were vaxxed. So I got vaxxed in April of 2020. I didn't get any boosters. I know I'm one of those weird guys, not the guys, the people who didn't get vaxxed at all or who get 100 boosters. I just got the first ones and I was like, I'm good. So every day I had to show once again, yes, 2 years ago. It's just, but then you go in and there's no masks. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, going in, and as I said, it was really cool to see it packed to the gills. And I used to go to a lot of the parties. I didn't go to any of the parties this year. But I'm always looking for what's new. And then, you know, there's some cool free t-shirts, whatever. One guy recognized me. He said he was a big Raider fan. I used to do Oakland Raiders pre and post game, and he threw me a Zip hoodie, but it's light purple, so I don't know if I can ever wear it outside. I know I have problems. But the headline, as I was looking to see what other journalists had have to say, you could consider yourself a journalist, right? TheGamer.com put out an article today. Here's the headline, quote, GDC was reportedly full of abuse, drink spiking, and sexism, written by Rhiannon Bevan. And there was a story, a woman named Lena Van Deventer. She said, women at GDC this year have been belittled and undermined in their roles, been hit on relentlessly, and had their drinks spiked by predatory men. Two women were even lured up to a hotel room by a man in position of power for a pitch, in quotes, where he then assaulted them. Now, those are all horrific things, especially the assault, the alleged assault. What I will say to this is, when it says this is what happened at the GDC, to me, this is what happened outside of the GDC. The drug spiking apparently happened at a karaoke party. Afterwards, there was a tweet from Guy Blomberg, who put on the karaoke event, and he said, I'm furious that a couple girls got roofied. This was on Thursday night. So what this is this was at a GDC party, and then there's some scumbag trying to get girls up to their room as well. But I think it's dangerous when you say this is what happened at the GDC. Now, then again, maybe women were relentlessly hit on. I have always found that the GDC is chock full of you know, just video game nerds like myself. And what's weird, I don't know if I can say this without getting canceled. It used to be that nerds were skinny guys with glasses. Now I feel like nerds are fat guys with beards. I don't know. It's just something that I've noticed. Maybe I should keep my thoughts to myself. Too late, I already said it. But I have noticed from going to the GDC more than a decade that there are many more women than there used to be, which is good because you want equal opportunity for everyone in any walk of life, you would hope. It's a meritocracy, and let people have a chance to succeed regardless of their dispositions or orientations. And I you know, there's no way you could spike a drink unless you went at the actual GDC, unless you went over to Epic Games, which were giving out Unreal Engine shirts, and then they were having giving out free Coors Lights. They're also popping fresh popcorn, like anything to kind of get you over. That smell of fresh popcorn, like movie theater popcorn, that's – don't – you think about the smell of chocolate chip cookies and other things. Don't sell popcorn, fresh popcorn short. That definitely got me walking over there, and there are long lines for that. But I think one of the good things was it's one of the first times I was probably happy to see a long line because it just meant people were back. And in the next segment, I'll get into some of the things that I saw. But I feel terrible if anyone was relentlessly hit on whilst at the GDC or at any of the parties. I just would hate to see the GDC get a black eye for things that happened off site, you know, because I'm sure there were other horrible things going on at other bars that had nothing to do with the GDC. So, but when it's a GDC, and the GDC does not sponsor these parties, by the way, they're all sponsored by different companies. And I can show you the list of all the parties, and there were tons of them. I actually did go by one. When I say parties, the ones I used to go to were always at night, and it was full of like free sushi and booze. There was one called Wiggy Women International Gaming. And that was over at the Old Mint. And I had never been in the Old Mint on 5th Street across from the Chronicle downtown, despite working in San Francisco since the 80s. How old are you, Tittle? Kind of old. Yeah. And so I went into the Mint, and as soon as I walked in, they beers were $12. And then I realized I'm only here for the free beer. I should probably get out of here. and let this party be for other people. So I bailed. Another one was one that said free pizza and beer, and that was over like on 4th and Brannan. So I walked like 15 minutes over to that one, and there was a line around the block, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to stand in the cold weather for free pizza and beer. So these are all events that are off-site, sponsored by whomever, you know, and that's one of the fun things about the GDC too. There's just so many different events, and it's such an international event. My all-access pass, which I get from being a media member for free, which I very much appreciate, as I said, over a decade now. If you want an all-access pass and you're a civilian off the street, it's $2,309. Yeah, it's not cheap to go to the GDC, and it's a very international. I did go to one talk, which I'll talk about. You know, this is mostly for game developers. People want to know. They'll sit there and they'll watch you go through the Unreal Engine. You go to Unity and you'll sit there and you'll watch guys say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And people are taking voluminous notes who have flown in from all over the world to see some of these tricks of the trade, which is what it's great. So it's not like an E3 where it's a lot of technology. It's not like the Tokyo Game Show where it's just games. It is games. It is some hardware. There's a lot of recruiting internationally as well. Wales came up huge this time. If you want to work in Wales, Jonah, you can do that as well. But we'll take a quick break. I'll come back. I got more to say about that. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. We do the show every week, and I've been doing the show almost 20 years now, so come on in and get heard. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can ask me a question at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talking about the Game Developers Conference and one unsavory headline that we were sorry to report. Once again, hopefully those were offsite events in which that happened. Doesn't mean that it's excusable, but it's just the one to get the GDC to get the blame. There was a huge, massive display from Pico, P-I-C-O, one of the MetaQuest competitors, and they kept saying, save the date, 22 March 2023. Massive booth, if you want to call it a booth, with all their VR. And then the Pico 4, its U.S. debut, but they didn't show it. I mean, it was on the wall, but you couldn't use it because its parent company was getting grilled in Washington over something else that the parent company has called TikTok. So that's why that didn't go down the way that we kind of hoped that it had, which was kind of weird too, because you would like to think that there would have been a bit more to it than just that, but there wasn't. You know, Pico would say, but you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, roll with it sometimes. So Pico said, get ready for it. And then it wasn't there. We also had Tim Sweeney, who's the CEO of Epic. And he was alongside Vice President, a guy named Sax Person. They were talking about the future of virtual worlds and what needs to happen for the metaverse to come to fruition, which I thought was an interesting talk what they had as well. And he just said that, as he said, things are happening on a phenomenal scale, that people have access to just massive, powerful devices now. And that's why he basically thinks it's an inevitability for the metaverse to happen, as we might see it. As I did say, I didn't go to one talk. It was from this was early on. The expo started on a Wednesday. On Tuesday, I went to a one-hour talk from Miles Tost, T-O-S-T, a German guy who runs CG Project Red in Poland. And he started off the talk. It's one of the things that it was about Cyberpunk 2077, some of the things they found out as they were making mistakes. And he said, we can't turn the lights down low enough so we can see the screens. And he said, it's only fitting that we're going to have a glitch to start this talk. And everybody kind of laughed. And it was an interesting concept about how to build an open world game. And I started nodding off about 40 minutes in. Nothing to do with him. It's just I started nodding off. But an interesting talk, to say the least, to see how developers go about it. Meta now has a new name for its publishing arm that will support VR developers. It's called Oculus Publishing. And they had supported like Among Us VR, Bone Lab, a lot more. So that's official. We also got to see the actor behind Ninja Theory's Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 transform into digital real time with stunning facial animations. And that's all part of the MetaWorks, or I should say MetaHumans work. That's also part of Epic. And that will be available using your iPhone very soon, which is interesting. Unity is also jumping on the AI bandwagon. They posted a vague teaser of the AI development tools and a link. And speaking to Reuters, the CEO, John Ricciatiello, said, in every video game in history, the dialogue was written by somebody. Well, now what you can do with the generative AI is give these characters motivation, personality, and objectives, and they can spawn a dialogue that does not require any writer. Whew! That sounds kind of scary. That also sounds like what Ubisoft is doing with Ghost Rider, which is an AI-powered deal as well. Roblox has worked on some AI tools for developers as well. But how about that? You don't even need to write it. You, hey, robot, you write it. I write that all humans must be eliminated. They do not compute. I think it was interesting. The average Xbox Series X game draws 122 watts. And many 4K 60 frames per second games pull over 160, well over 180. And when you pause the game, it's 137 watts. And so what they're trying to do, they were working on tools to help, or I would say shame developers into lowering those. I'm not worried about that, but maybe we should be. I'm sure Greta Thunberg's probably worried about it, but it's sort of like when someone takes a private jet somewhere and then they're shamed for using fossil fuel. I'm not, like I said, when I'm playing a game, I'm not thinking, how many watts is this using right now? How dare you use that many watts? It can happen. I also got to try out something called the Predator. And no, not the Adidas soccer cleat, but it's from Acer laptop, the Predator Helios 300. It's a Spatial Labs edition, and it has a 3D screen. It's kind of like the old 3DS. And I tried it out. I started playing a game on it, and I started getting sweaty. It scrambled my brain. And, you know, they were really pushing it hard. And like I said, it's stereoscopic, so you don't need 3D glasses at all. You got to stare directly at it. You know, it's a 16-inch screen on this laptop. It's very cool. They said they're going to have 50 games at launch. And for some people, I'm sure they're going to really love it. And they said it's going to come out in the fourth quarter of this year. And I said, how much will it be? And they said $3,400. Okay. $3,400 for this thing with a 3D screen. I think I'm okay. Maybe it's your dream come true. We'll see that as well. Also saw this keynote speech, the State of Unreal, and you can watch that online again, but there are a lot of things that Epic has had a hand in, the Unreal Engine, the Epic Game Store, Fortnite. They were kind of the stars of this GDC, overshadowing Sony and others. There was also this thing this year on your badge that you wore. And by the way, shout out to the media workroom, free bagels, free coffee, which I don't drink, free cookies. And they also gave us money for food. Now, here's the thing. It was cashless. And if you wanted to buy a mini pizza and a Coke, it was $26 because the little individual pizza was $20. A can of Coke was $6. I know. It made Jeff Bezos blush. But they also had a thing, I said, with your badge, you could put a red, yellow, or green sticker. The green sticker indicates that you'll shake hands or, as they put it, high five others inside. The yellow sticker says, you can talk to me, but don't touch. And then the red sticker says, don't even look at me. Just pretend I'm not here. In other words, don't talk to me, don't touch me. And it's mostly, I would imagine, COVID related. You know, there were some people who were definitely masked up. That's what I thought was the weird thing. You had to show you were vaxxed even years ago, and then they didn't make you wear a mask. And I just thought it was, you know, I think you're either scared of a pandemic or you're not. And to be half a donkey about it seemed a little bit weird. But as I said, you know, I just thought it was cool to have the option, like, don't talk to me. You suck. You really stink. We'll get into some of the games on the other side as well, some of the games that I had got to see. But as I said, you know, we've all been through this pandemic together. Those of us so far, fortunate enough to still be here. And, you know, as I said, anything getting back to normality, or as some people say, normalcy, which isn't a word, but as close as we can get back to normality, the better. And the Game Developers Conference, for the first time since 2019, so for the last 3 years, as I said, one was canceled, one was online, last year's was half. Last year's was really sad because it kind of looked like it. It's like if someone took your G.I. Joe and then gave you a Raggedy Andy. It's like, yeah, it's still a doll, but this one stinks. So it was good to see it back. We'll talk about some of the new games. I'll also give away a brand new game coming up next right here. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. It's 40 after. This is the time that we give away the brand new game. Yeah, that's right. Come on in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. And we're here for you, taking your calls and texts. Just send me the text line at 900-999-4495, and you can get me on that text. What did he say? All right, the game I have to give away, just send me your correct answer. It's a very simple question to rick@sportsbyline.com, and the it'll be on its way to you. The game is called The Wreck, W-R-E-C-K. This is on the PS4, the PS5, the Mac, also the Xbox One, X, and S, and 5. It's developed and published by Pixel Hunt. Here's the blurb. Quote, The Wreck is a mature 3D visual novel about sisterhood, motherhood, grief, and survival. Follow failed screenwriter Junon as she attempts to make it through the most pivotal day in her life, relieve the past, alter the present, and embrace the future, or without your health, Junon's story might end in a wreck. Rated T for teen, use of tobacco, oh no, violence, language, blood, drug references, sexual themes. This is a very spooky game, the cell shading and the car crashes and everything else in this. My question is this a serious game or is this a game about college volleyball? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this a serious game or a game about college volleyball? Second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have to say what platform it's on. I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. And this just came out on the 14th, so it's brand new, basically. The Wreck, developed and published by Pixel Games. All right, we got that. Now, the GDC. I need to talk about the GDC, y'all. Come on in and get heard if you want. There was some new games that were announced. And it was a chance to check out a lot of stuff. One of them was called Fae Farm, F-A-E, F-A-R-M. And cozy games are all the rage right now. And it's a cute farming game. If you think Stardew Valley together with Harvest Moon with a lot of magic thrown in, it felt very cute. It felt like there were a lot of things to do as well. And it's going to be coming out a little bit later on the Switch. There is co-op as well. Another game was called Omega Strikers. Another free-to-play MMORPG. There are lots of them. But Omega Strikers might be able to carve out their own space here because it's sort of a mashup between Overwatch and soccer. Yeah, that's right. I said it. It's three versus three. You play across these futuristic maps, and there are two goals, and there's a little bumper thing in the middle. But it's kind of addictive. It's simplistic. They're quick. You can get a lot of goals in it. And this is going to be available on Switch PC and your phone on April 27th. Another game called Kart Life. Kart Life, 10 years ago, won the grand prize at the Independent Games Festival. By the way, that was going on at the GDC as well. And there were some cool games in there. But it won that 10 years ago, and then it disappeared. That's because Richard Hoffmeyer, who developed it, took the game off Steam and quit video games. So now it's getting a second chance because Hoffmeyer is back and partnered with Ad Hoc Studio to finally finish it and publish it. And it's, you experience the lives of three different people struggling to make it as street vendors. And it's in black and white. It's kind of like almost stick figure drawn. And one of them you play as a Ukrainian immigrant who takes over a newsstand in the United States. And you live in a hotel with your cat. So when you think about this game, it sounds like complete drudgery. But this is the thing about games. If they're fun, we will play them. That's my one criterion. If it's fun, we will play it. Kart Life. Check it out. Another game called A Highland Song. And this is from Inkle. And Inkle is best known for narrative games like 80 Days or Heaven's Vault. But A Highland Song, side-scroller game about a young girl in, wait for it, right, the Scottish Highlands. And it still has the choice given, driven gameplay that you would expect. You can go different paths through the mountains. Has a pretty simple survival system. You just have to stay warm and dry and find shelter at night. And it's a rhythm game, too, as you kind of race across the landscape in time to music as well. And then there's a little dose of Scottish mythology, a little magic as well. No release date, but will be on Steam and Switch. Another game called Naiad, N-A-I-A-D. And this is a game that they say that you can really relax with. You play as a tiny water nymph, and you swim through gorgeous, serene lakes. You complete little tasks, very fluid movement. And you just discover things at your own pace. There's no checklist. There's no arrow saying, go this way. You just swim. You find things to do if you feel like it or you don't do them. Like one of the things you can do is reunite some ducks. You can get a frog back to its lily pad. It's very chill, and it's coming to PC and consoles later this year. Another one we saw was called The Wandering Village. And which is actually out now, early access on Steam, if you want to see it. It's a fairly standard city builder. You harvest resources and build them up. The twist is you're building the city on the back of a giant wandering creature. It kind of looks like a toad. And the beast is going to wander through different environments, so weather is constantly changing, forcing you to adapt. And it's just come out on demo on the Xbox version of it. And so the creature ventured into a tropical forest, and then you got to stop these spores from infecting your plants. It's an interesting twist on an old age genre. Another game called Venba. It's more than a cooking game. You have to use your intuition and cooking skills to repair a damaged family recipe book through trial and error. And then you have to help a family adjust to a new life in Canada. This is coming to Switch and Steam. Are you getting a theme to some of these games? Remember, they're only going to put out what the people want. Another game that was a little more traditional called Five Force Fighters. And Five Force Fighters is a fighting game inspired by the Budokai Kentaichis and the Dragon Ball Z Mugen fan games of the world. And this game, though, is overtly with African-American culture. The character designs of it, made by a black-owned studio, which is coming to Steam. Once again, Five Force Fighters. Check it out. Another game with an interesting title, El Paso Elsewhere. This is from Strange Scaffold. It's a kind of an homage to Max Payne and the slow motion shooting dive third person noir shooter. You got to blast your way through a rundown motel overrun by all these horrible beasts to stop your vampire ex-girlfriend from destroying the world. As you do, that sounds like my Wednesday. You can approach this straightforward run and gun, or you can go to the slowdown feature, kind of like Neo in the Matrix. But El Paso Elsewhere, it is a pretty neat love letter to games like L.A. Noir. But it's also, if you want to get into it, beautifully haunting story about love, loss, and redemption with a very impressive cinematography and a bumping soundtrack as well. This is coming to PC later this year. All right. So those are some of the new games that we got to see at the GDC this week. Let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. Fractured Sanity, an action-adventure indie game for the PC. Call of Dragons, an RTS game, that's real-time strategy, PC and your phones. That's Mac iOS and Android. Druid. Chef Life, a restaurant simulator. This is in cooperation with Michelin Guides. Oh, the tires? No, the food. Cooking simulation for the Switch. Hiccup not included. Colossal Cave is an adventure game. It's a Microsoft game on the Xbox One and Series X and S. Crime Boss, Rockay City, an action-adventure game on the PC. Drop, System Breach, a PC simulation game. Enchanted, that's I-N-N. This is an action-adventure casual indie RPG simulation for the PC. And then, for me, the biggie, MLB The Show. I hope we get a new edition of this. It's my favorite sports video game. If you play an entire season, you'll see something new every game. You really will. I hope Masvaz Kurjan is on the call. We'll see if he is. MLB The Show 23. This is on the X and S and the 1, the 4, and the 5, and the Switch. Simon the Sorcerer Origins, an adventure game for the PC. Terra Nil, a simulation game for your phones and the PC. The Last of Us Part 1, this is a remake for the PC, action horror. Train Life, a railway simulator on the Switch. Windstorm, an unexpected arrival. This is a horsey game and on the 4. Forza Horizon 5 Rally Adventure. This is DLC for the Microsoft systems and the PC. Gripper, action-adventure game on the Switch and the PC. Pirates Outlaws, adventure card casual deck builder indie strategy game for the 4, the 1, and the Switch. Onuroth, The Queen's Tyranny, action-adventure indie on the PC. A couple more here. Bat Boy. And you're not a bat boy, you're actually playing. This is an action platformer on all the systems. Dredge, an adventure fishing and hunting game, is also on all the systems. And then finally, The Great War, Western Front strategy game on the PC. I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. It's our customary time to give out a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Mary. Mary wants to know cheats for Conflict Vietnam. Wow. I like this request. Conflict Vietnam was a PS2 game. I should say back in the day, it still is a PS2 game. About 20 years old now, I want to say. 2003, 2004, somewhere in there. It was from Pivotal Games. This is the way that I'm going to let you know this, Mary. There are tons of cheats which you can find, and you can get them at any point on the PS2 by hitting L1, R1, L1, R1, square, triangle, circle, triangle, square, circle. Once again, the full cheat menu for Conflict Vietnam on the PS2, L1, R1, L1, R1, square, triangle, square, circle. And then you can cheat to your heart's content. By the way, At any point during the week, if you want to email me a video game question, comment, or concern, I'll answer those all week, even though we'll be back in a week with another live edition of the Video Game Review. Until then, I'm Rick Tittle. We will return you now to 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming.